up, Chicago? That's right. It is Friday. Praise Break Friday, April the 14th, 2017. And Take 11 Talk is on the air live from the West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And guess what, y'all? It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Miss Danielle King, alongside my brother in ministry, the one, the only, the good pastor from the First Bethel Church on the South Side of Chicago, Cornelius Parks. What's up, sir? Okay. We in for a good show today, man. I'm excited for a good Friday, man. Man, look, y'all, I'm extra excited, man. I got somebody I want to give y'all some info, man. Something I got in the mail the other day that just blessed my soul, and I know it's gonna bless yours too. But look, y'all, we have this really good show, man. Today's topic, y'all ready for this? Y'all ready? Today's topic is going to be hot. Here it is. The top 10 things I wish worship pastors would stop saying.
Uh-oh.
The top 10 things that I wish worship pastors would stop saying.
Yeah.
Now, y'all probably going to say, well, what in the world is this about to be? Trust me, you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be good. We're going to get to have some fun out of that. That and so many other things to come. But look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line and you've already dialed in, just push 1. And you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you that way. If you are on social media, simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way as well. If you are on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way as well. If you want to email the show, email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'd love to hear from you that way as well. If you, let's see, the live stream. Yeah, the live stream is up and running. I see y'all got the thumbs and the hearts flowing. Man.
Y'all rolling today.
Y'all already in there. Can we, man. Can we get it in, man? This is going to be good. I'm excited. Y'all come on in. Facebook Live. We are up and running. How y'all doing over there? Facebook Live, what's going on? Can you wait to the Facebook people?
Hey.
Facebook Live people. And then facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Ustream.tv. Can you go to the Ustream? Okay. That's Ustream.tv. We are up and running. It is too good. Simply do a search on either one of those. You will find us there. And last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast. The podcast is available at the end of every show. Simply go to to your iTunes account. Do a search for the podcast. Take a little talk with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. So much stuff is going on, man. So much stuff is going on.
It is.
And it's Praise Break Friday, right?
Uh-huh.
So we ought to give God a little praise, right?
Uh-huh.
So I got this in the mail the other day, man.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the other day, it actually came, and I didn't open it. It was when we were getting ready to leave out, think it was Wednesday. This letter was in the mail, and it's addressed to Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church, but it also says Taking the Limits Off Radio. Reverend Danny King and pastors. That's what it's
uh-huh.
That's what. Really?
Yeah. Read.
So anyway, let me read this. So we got this card and it says, thank you, right? So let me read this real quick. Let me make sure she's on. Is she on here listening? Okay, good. She's on here. Okay.
Okay.
This is what it says. I'm going to read this card. This messed me up. Let's see if I can get through this.
Read.
It says, I read a comment on Facebook September 2016. It says, I knew behind the comment was a great man. I did not know he was a pastor. Thank you for accepting me as a Facebook friend and now a TTLO listener. People say social media is not good. Yes, it is. She says, I was really low that day, but one Praise Break Friday really touched my soul.
Watch out.
She says, I saw Reverend King praising the Lord, and he gave me life.
Wow.
She says, you lifted my broken spirit. Thank you, Reverend King. Then she says, words cannot express how much I appreciate Reverend King, Pastor Parks, and Pastor Henderson.
Watch out now.
For all the teachings and encouragement through TTLO. It is a privilege to be a part of the listening audience. Thank you, signed Marissa L. Williams.
Looky, looky. Go ahead, Marissa.
Let me tell y'all something right now.
Bless your bones.
This could be the last day we ever do this show.
Yes, sir.
and I know exactly why we do it. Let me tell y'all something right now. Man, I'm not saying because of the cards you sent. I'm saying because I know what we do has an effect on people.
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of this thing. I know that's what we do, and it has an effect on people. God bless you. Look here. And she sold a seed.
Watch out now.
She sold a seed.
Watch
God
out
bless
now.
You. She sold a seed. And it ain't even about the seed. It's just the fact that she was, whatever she was going through on that day back in September of 2016, she took and said to herself, you know what, I let me just send some sort of acknowledgement. And man, look, if you all like they say, all it takes is one.
That's it. You know I got to put a book in there, right?
My God.
I appreciate it, but last night a DJ saved my life, too. Where'd it go, Melissa?
Man,
we listen to this.
Wow.
We talk a lot, and
wow.
But and through it all, that's a time that we really have the care and the heart for God's people.
Oof.
And to be able to use this platform that we use to share his word in many different ways.
Yeah.
We're privileged for that.
Wow.
And we don't take it for granted. And we thank you, Marissa, for your support,
your
continued support.
Yeah.
Even before I came on the show.
Yeah.
Even with our brother, you've been supporting him then. And, you know, we don't do this for no shape form. We really don't.
No.
Number one, we're nuts for real. I mean, that's just.
You're about right.
Yeah. That's no shame. And just for you to do this. Now, I'm going to say something. I guess this can turn into a testimonial.
Come on.
Friday.
Come on.
Because another young lady hit my inbox that said that she judged us. And then she said that she was in denial because she was looking at a picture that she thought how preachers, pastors, ministers should act. And then she said, to be honest with you, I love it that you guys keep it 100.
Yeah.
You are who you are.
That's it.
And that's what draws people. You know, we never proclaim to be the greatest men in this world. But one thing I know we carry with us is we are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We don't try to put up a front. We don't try to make it seem like we're better than the next person or anyone else.
No.
We're just who we are.
Man.
That hit on issues that needs to be talked about, and we're not afraid to even give our input or insight on it. And so, through it all, we just said, to God be the glory. And also, let me say this, you know, people reverence myself, Minister King, and Pastor Henderson. But, you know, we have a program producer, which is Tanya, that's on us, that does the work, that's behind the scenes, that keep us honestly level. let me say that. I mean, she keep us, and she probably the youngest out of all of us.
Yeah.
And she keep us level.
She is.
Seriously. And so we're pretty, but matter of fact, what's her name today?
Let's see. That's a good question.
Ain't one in here. Okay, she don't have a name today. No, she is.
So she's just
Latanya. She is the glue that sticks together.
Right.
Said to God be the glory. But thank God for all you listeners that come on faithfully. Because honestly, you know, it's a joy. It is. It's a joy and a privilege.
Man, look here. You said something. We don't try to pretend to be anybody else. First of all, I don't want to be nobody else.
Yeah.
It's hard enough being me.
Man, listen.
And the folks that have to deal with me, I know it's hard enough you trying to deal with me. You can't deal with me trying to be somebody else.
You.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Man.
So, man, but again, this thing touched me, man. I read that card. I said, oh, my God. And I read it like 3 or 4 times.
Man.
And yeah, so thank you. Thank you so much. Marissa, for this card. It was an absolutely amazing card, and we thank you for being a faithful listener. I know we have so many more faithful listeners out there. We thank you. You know, you don't have to send in cards and all that stuff. We appreciate whatever, but we thank you all so much for everything, because guess what? We sit here and we talk, we joke, we laugh, we crazy, yes, all of those things, but the main purpose of this thing is for God to get the glory and to educate God's people about who he is and to give you a different and fresh perspective on this thing we call Christianity.
You know what? One thing I love about us, and I'm going to say this, we don't get an opportunity to say this a lot, but we are very integral when it comes down to the word of God.
Yeah.
If there's any discrepancies or confusion, we make sure that we don't leave you guys empty-handed.
Yeah.
We come back to correct matters.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're not one of who think that we know everything, because we don't. We don't know everything, but we try our best, not only just to know the word, but live it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful for this platform, and, you know, I'm excited for all our listeners. I don't know what today is, but, I mean, y'all coming on here heavy today.
Man, I'm going to say, look here, it is Praise Break Friday, man. Look, I love it. I was excited. And then I was mad because I said, if I'm late, I'm going to be real upset. So I broke all kind of speed laws. Y'all pray for me.
Yeah.
But I was like, man. But look, it's good, man. Despite all the craziness that's going on, it's things like this. And you know what I call this? I call this confirmation.
It is. It is.
That's what I call this.
It is.
I call this confirmation, man. This is good. So at some point today, and then Marissa, thank you so much. You didn't have to share like that, but you did, and I thank you so much. And also for the seed, thank you so much for that as well. We appreciate whatever it is. And let me say this too, for anybody who just tuned in or whatever, we don't ask nobody for nothing.
That's true.
But let me say that again. Just in case you just tuned in, we don't ask nobody for nothing. We don't collect no tithes, no offering
for this show.
For this show.
Yeah.
We don't ask nobody for nothing.
Because I'm actually offering.
Well, yeah, of course. No, I'm just saying. To do this here show,
yeah,
to do this broadcast, we don't ask nobody for nothing. We are independently ran and taken care of by those of us here at TTLO. So I thank y'all for the. I just love it, man. That thing just got me full. And mind you, I got the card, but I didn't open it until the other day. So I was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, man, so it that thing just, woo, my God.
Man, I'm appreciative.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to come in acting fool today. I almost just started crying, for real.
Well, no, you know what? I'm there with you, Doc. I'm there with you. So look here, y'all. We're going to take a real quick break. And when I say a real quick break, I mean a real quick break. Because, that's just what we do. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO is Praise Break Friday. Y'all ready?
That's just what I figured. If you can't get happy about your testimony, nobody else can. But some of you been at death's door. Some of you God paid your bills. Some of you God healed your body. Some of you the Lord changed your mind. Some of you God made a way out of no way. Shake somebody's hand and say, neighbor, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. Now give God a shabak in this house. Hey!
Woo!
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. As a matter of fact, I feel the Holy Ghost now. Because of your praise, God said, I just turned it around for you. And I know it's tight where you are. But if you believe God's going to turn it around, get up out of your seat and turn around one time. And say, God has already fixed it. God has already turned it around.
Woo!
He's waiting on that one.
Yes,
my God. I just need to do it
when I feel like it every now and then.
Look, we need to end this. I'm kind of glad he ain't here because it'd be over already. My. Oh, my. Y'all, I'm ready. I'm looking at these messages.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't ready for that.
Oh, God.
Let me go. Let me say hi to the people on Facebook. Let me say hi to the people on Facebook. My God. Angela Johnson, God bless you. Marissa Williams, we see you. God bless you. Norma Worthy, God bless you. Sheridan Davis, God bless you. Angela Johnson, I said you. Alicia Henderson. What's up, Mama Henderson?
Mama Henderson.
God bless you. Yolanda King, what's going on? We see you. Who else is on here? Carrie, love her some me, Williams. God bless
Harry.
You. All right, God bless you. Yvette Quinones, God bless you. Let's see.
Harry.
Tanya Williams, Leslie Kelly, I see you. I see you. Kathleen Savon, God bless you. My goodness, y'all on here. Let's see. Did I miss anybody? Regina Houston Hall, I see you. God bless you. Let's see. Come on. Felicia Diva on the move. I see you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Demetrius Davis. I see you.
Yeah.
Come on. Y'all in there. Y'all. Barbara Jones. I see you. Y'all come on in here. And then I also see Yolanda Robinson, Yolanda Robinson. Let me tell y'all something real quick. So I hadn't shared this information, but since she's sitting here on the since she joined the broadcast, I hadn't shared this information. Here you go. Dude, it's crazy. This young lady, Yolanda Robinson, reached out to me via Facebook. And, you know, I get a lot of people sending me stuff. You do too.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of inbox. And a lot of the inbox stuff that we get, and just to be honest with y'all, is a mess.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of mess in my inbox.
Somebody inboxed me asking me, do I know how to twerk?
maybe they probably saw you on the show.
Yeah, man.
But I get a lot of mess. In my inbox. I get a lot of mess in my inbox. And a lot of times there's a lot of inappropriate mess that comes in my inbox. And I know a lot of it comes from the show. Joan Gibbs, my neighbor, what's going on? My other mama, I see you. We have so many people that send us stuff. So anyway, I got this message from this young lady, Yolanda Robinson, and it was asking me did I want to come and be a part of an event in St. Louis. So I've gotten offers like that before that turned out to be fake.
Sure.
You know, what they wanted was my information, my phone number, my name, and, you know, all this other stuff. You know, are you single? Are you married? All of this.
Right.
You know, I would like to get to know you after the fact. So what I did was, when I started getting all the crazy, what I started to do is, I said, now when I get these messages, I said, let me let you talk to LaTanya.
Because
that's how I have somebody that can read through the crap.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I said, let me forward you to somebody. So anyway, I talked to her briefly, but then I sent it off to our producer, LaTanya, who also handles all of my administration. So I'm sitting there. So we had this conversation. So she's having this wonderful, wonderful event in St. Louis. I'm going to try and pull it up real quick if I can. Y'all pray for me. Let me get this in here somewhere. She's having this wonderful event. It is, come on, y'all pray for me because I'm going to tear it up. Yolanda, I know you all are watching, Yolanda Robinson. Come on and put the event up here so we can see what the event is, because I can't pull it up right now because my computer is acting real special. But there's this event in St. Louis where there's going to be 125 men gathered together on this ranch in St. Louis, and she reached out to me and asked me to be the keynote speaker.
Oh, man.
And MC at this event in St. Louis. And I was like, huh?
Oh, man.
So we talked, man, for about a good 35, 45 minutes to an hour. Then her and LaTanya talked for a long time, man. I agreed to it. I said, you know what? Yes. And this is how I know God is working on your behalf. I don't know this woman from Adam or Eve.
Man,
she only knows me based off what she saw on Facebook and then based on our conversation. And like she told me, she said, the Spirit of God led me to you.
Wow.
And I said, you know what, despite what other people may have to say, and their own judgments, like you said, the young lady sent you stuff, about despite people's judgments and issues and all that stuff, I know what God calls me to do.
Yeah.
I recognize what God called me to do, and I know who I am in Him. And that's all that matters to me. So, just because you don't say so.
Man, you stand in the mouth.
Come on now. It ain't about what you say.
Stand in the mouth.
Come on now. It ain't about what you say, man. So.
It's amazing. I talk to a lot of brethren, and I often tell people this. I get more out-of-town engagement than I do here.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was offended by that because I'm sitting here like, okay, why is it that people from far country can recognize giftedness?
Yeah.
And those that's around don't. But you got to understand, the Lord will allow your anointing to flow freely
in
atmospheres that be conducive to His word.
My God.
And so some of these atmospheres think that they already arrived and not ready to receive what it is that the Lord had you to deliver.
Oh, good.
And
good.
So, I'm learning this day by day. You got to go where the Lord send you.
Yeah.
and without the approval, you don't think you qualify.
Boy, you better stop.
There's those people who don't think that you're qualified.
Oh, my God.
But the Lord will show you that He already approved you. And one of the problems, and most of us get stagnated because we so are caught up on what others are saying.
Yeah, yeah.
If we don't deliver the way they want us to deliver, we don't preach or close or hoop like they want us to.
Yeah.
But the Lord said that there's a voice in us that needs to change and revolutionize atmospheres and turn them into a culture. And so one of the things I learned that we're not culture grounded in the city of Chicago, and I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It's like whosoever will, let them come. And so my thing, man, go. Go. If the Lord leads you, go. Because, you know, that's one of the things that we use and say, Lord, send me our go. But we don't understand the stretching of that statement. Because when you make yourself available to the Lord, he's going to stretch you until you can't get stretched anymore. And that's what he's going to use you. He's going to allow your voice to be heard in places like never before. So I'm thankful for you, man.
Man,
to God be the glory, man. You're going to be the keynote and the MC.
Man, I'm like, okay.
Can I be your Umber Bear? I'm going to go.
Here it is. This is the name of it, you guys. It's called the Men of Valor Brotherhood Retreat. It's the Men of Valor Brotherhood Retreat. It's May the 27th, 2017, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. in St. Louis. This is going to be in St. Louis, Missouri, right outside of St. Louis. Actually, it's in Robertsville, Missouri.
Okay.
It's going to be at the it's going to be located at the Wild Plum Valley Ranch. It's a black-owned ranch, 68 acres of land, man.
Yeah, that's rough.
Horse, man. It's like, yeah, they got horse riding, all that stuff going on, man. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm just excited about it, man. It's like a huge thing. I said, you know what? I'm there. I'm there for whatever you need me to do. So again, it's May 27th. There is a for people who want to attend. If you have and I need to ask her, It's one day, Saturday, May 27th. May 27th.
Okay.
From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's Memorial Day weekend.
That is Memorial Day weekend. Okay. So yeah, so I'll be So definitely, man. It's
I don't want to make Donnie McClurkin famous again.
What you mean?
Because if I get go there and
go.
Get on the horse, all I'm gonna hear is we fall down.
You know what? I knew it was gonna be something that wasn't right.
Hey, let's give it up for my brother, y'all. Show my brother some love. Give him some hugs, y'all. This major, you know, anytime we can go speak to men at a conference, you know, on a ranch at that, man, that's my habitat, y'all. I am a country boy. I love it, man. But man, I give it up for my brother. I thank God for him, for the Lord using him in that great capacity.
I was trying to find the flyer. It's somewhere in my Facebook.
Oh, that was the letter. Okay.
That was the letter she sent me.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an actual flyer.
Well,
with the other guests and stuff.
We're going to put it out there. We're going to plug it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if I can, I'm going to get down there with him. It's only a turnaround trip, 3.5 hours, 4 hours to St. Louis for me.
Yeah, so I'm leaving Friday because if we get down there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
I ain't,
yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, and like I said, I do say Yes, sir.
My God. So anyway, man, that blessed me. So again, I'll give you guys more information about that. Tanya, can you do me a favor and find the poster, the flyer, because I can't find it in nothing. I don't know where my stuff is. All of my stuff ain't loaded.
Man, keep sending them hard, sir.
But y'all got, man, this is...
Keep sending them hard.
This
come on,
awesome.
Y'all.
This is awesome, because the flyer has the price it is, the price for if you want your, if you have some a young, the ages, I think it's for ages up 16 and up or 18, if I'm not mistaken. So if you have young men that are interested in going.
Now you got my bells ringing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now I'm thinking, now this real talk, I'm thinking maybe we could try to get I got access to a school bus.
Oh, wow.
That we can drive it down there, man,
okay.
With a group of young guys.
Yeah, I'm going to see. Let's
talk about that, man.
Yeah, we can talk about that offline. That's absolutely possible, man. So, man, I'm just grateful for God is just opening doors. Man, and it's funny when people think one door is closed, God continues to just open them up.
Man, I know
who I serve.
Man, I've never seen this many hearts. Y'all keep calling them. Go ahead.
I know who I serve. So it's awesome. It's awesome.
We loved and we're proud.
Anyway, so what's going on with you, man?
Man, hey, listen, y'all. Here it is.
What you got?
Tomorrow, now, I want to say this early now. Tomorrow. Flashlight Easter egg hunt. Man, your boy is so geeked. I'm so geeked. Man, we did an Eventbrite. We sent it out, and We have, like, so far, 77 people clicked on saying that they come and get an Easter basket. And so what we're doing tomorrow at the church, we are having a flashlight Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. We turn off the lights in the sanctuary, fellowship hall, and the banquet hall. We're hiding the Easter eggs. We make sure that they got the paint that glow in the dark. They take their flashlights and go find them. Even in the midst of us doing the egg coloring,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have the best colored egg, the best style, we'll have designed egg, and give them a prize. We're doing over 200, my goal is 300 Easter baskets.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow. We are doing over 1,000 Easter eggs. Man, to God be the glory.
That's
if
awesome.
If anyone want to participate, the church, 746 East 75th Street, we're starting at 1 o'clock from 1 to 4. You can meet us at the church. We're going to need adult chaperone. We're going to need more kids. Then also, if you want to donate, go to my Facebook page. Hit me inbox about donation only. Yeah, hit me on the inbox about donation only. For you that know my number, reach out because we're going to need eggs and baskets. We got everything else. Listen, we got everything else.
We got the retreat.
Yeah, let's divert back to this.
You come right back to it.
No, I want you to finish that. I'm good.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Anybody that want to sew, or you know some kids that want an Easter basket, I see a lot of people criticizing the term Easter, which it's been the term Easter my 42 years. We just got deep and started saying resurrection, and most people don't even understand what resurrection is. I got pissed off yesterday. If you see my Facebook status, I'm talking about how people degrading and talking about the church, but they need the church when it comes down for weddings. They need the church for funerals. They need the church when they need their bills paid. They need the church when they're hungry. They need church for so many other things. So listen, if anybody want to donate, you can do so, ma'am. $5 is sufficient. A carton of eggs, okay? A carton of eggs is
right.
sufficient.
Right.
We're not turning down nothing because we want to make sure that we have more than enough. And then also, the Lord gave us product that we're able to bless other churches.
That's awesome, man.
So to God be the glory. All right, let's go back to this, man, because I see that you got it up.
Okay, so let me look at this. This is the Brotherhood Retreat 2017, and it says, he's not heavy, he's my brother. Saturday, May 27th, it says, Once Upon a Time Ranch, 2919 West Wild Plum Valley, Robertsville, Missouri, 60072. Y'all know stuff like this ain't free. It ain't free. It's $100 per person. That includes the transportation. That includes three meals, all group coaching sessions, and an award ceremony. This is what they're asking you to bring. Bring a pen, notebook, swimwear, towel, fishing rod, tackle. Spending money for vendors if you want it. There are ground activities and all that stuff. There's breakfast being served at 9. There's registrations at 8 o'clock. Breakfast at 9. The first session starts at 11:30.
Wow.
The speakers are. Let me get a little closer because my eyesight is bad. The speakers are. Pastor Rennell. Rennell Parker, that's what it is, Rennell Parker, Minister Cedric Halbert, Terrence Freeman, Aaron Earl, and James Dickerson. Those are the speakers who will be there that day, along with myself and the CEO and check this out, y'all. This is Women in Vision. And then now watch this. Flip the script. This is a women's ministry that's having a men's conference.
That's good. Yolanda Robinson.
Yolanda Hempfield Robinson is her name. Yeah.
To God be the glory. That's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah, man. I'm like, this is just.
I like the fact, bring your fishing rod and all, man. That's my habitat. I'm serious. That's me, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm excited. We appreciate you, Yolanda, that you're even thinking of our brother.
Man,
to even have
check out this ranch, Doc. Look.
Woo!
Okay, let's go. Look at this thing, man.
Gazebo.
man,
hey, I'm proud of your swimming pool.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh Jesus.
So yeah, we make sure I'll post this stuff later. So, but man, I'm again. This is just, it's huge, man.
Now that's good business.
God is just awesome, man. He really is.
Man, God always blow our minds.
Don't
he always find a way to blow, where we can be at our deepest drought.
Yeah, yeah, talk
he
about it.
He knows how to elevate us in the spirit realm.
That's it, that's it.
I'm serious. It, listen, I know we all love the materialistic things, but it's nothing like being elevated spiritually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the greatest feelings in the world for the Lord to make love to you.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He caress you with his compassion, his mercy, his grace. Oh, my God. I love it, y'all.
Yeah.
Man, I love it. Man.
It's good, man. I'm excited about this thing, man, and I'll keep you guys informed of it. But, you know, it's all love,
good,
man. It's all love. It's all love. So you got the Easter egg. You got the Easter head hunk. Flashlight Easter egg.
Flashlight Easter egg.
Y'all hiding the eggs in the church.
Man, we had them in the church, in the fellowship hall.
And y'all going to turn all the lights out.
And the banquet, yeah.
Okay.
And the banquet hall.
Okay. So you got a prize for the most eggs.
We got a prize for the most eggs.
And then the prize for the best decorated eggs.
Yep. Yeah.
So y'all gonna have it. So are people gonna be decorating the eggs down there?
So you're gonna come down and decorate the egg. 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
We're decorating eggs, and I might have a team putting some more baskets together.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 3 to 4.
Yeah.
It's going to be the egg hunt.
Okay.
So of course it's not gonna take all that time, but to God be the glory. We're going to get it, and man, listen, your boy gonna be doing it too. Me.
Wow.
I'm going to push a kid over.
Me.
I'm going to win the most eggs. Now, me.
Don't push over. No.
I'm going to touch and agree with him.
Don't push something.
If they're in my way, I'm going to touch and agree.
Real quick, man, let me say this. Tony Woodward, I believe he's a fellow Tiger, too, if I'm not mistaken.
And Kim.
He says, pray for Kim Smith and Tony Smith on the loss of their mother.
Both of them Tigers.
Man. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, they were brother and sister?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We grew up together.
So they were your class?
Kim came out in 91.
Okay.
And her brother came out, I think, a year or two before her.
So he's probably with me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're praying for Kim.
We definitely want a man.
Yeah.
We want to just pray right now. Father God, we come there. We just say thank you, God, for what you continue to do, God. Right now, God, we come on behalf of our brother and sister Kimberly and Tony Smith right now. God, we know that their hearts are broken right now, God. We know that their spirits are down right now, God. But we know that you are a God who can lift up a dying spirit. We know that you are a God who can heal and mend a broken heart. So right now, God, we ask that you would rest right now, God, on the Smith family for their loss of their mother right now. God, we hope that you would just continue to comfort them and lift them up. And then, God, and if they've been far from you, we ask that you would draw them back unto you and into the fold. God, is it in Jesus' name we pray? Amen.
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 Yeah,
thank you, Tony, man, because I did not know that. I did not know that there was a death in the family.
Yeah,
there's
a race between Lockwood and Long. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Definitely, man. We definitely want to keep them in our prayers.
Man, what's up with 45?
You really want to ask me about that?
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
Well, you know, as the word, what's the song? You dropped a bomb on me.
Man, 45.
Yeah, so 45 has dropped not our largest, because they've since corrected that, but one of the largest bombs that we have that's not nuclear.
That's not nuclear.
And supposedly he dropped it over there in Afghanistan. I'm going to set that up. In Afghanistan. And it was to destroy some caves. I guess it's some underground caves and passages they were using to get through the desert. And he dropped the bomb on. Let me say this,
man.
I know and somebody else wrote this the other day. President Trump has found out that when you start dropping bombs, you can get applause, and you can distract us from what's really going on.
Yeah.
So as long as there's bombs being dropped overseas in the name of all things America, those people in America over here, I guess we're supposed to forget about the fact that you're still being investigated along with Russia on hijacking the election.
Exactly.
So let me help you all, America. Let's not be crazy and be distracted by, because here's the thing, this is what's distracting us right now. We're dropping bombs in Afghanistan. We're shooting off missiles from the ocean in Syria. And then everybody and their mama is watching this pregnant giraffe.
I can't wait until this
giraffe been pregnant. Seemed like, these are the distractions.
I'm mad.
This is the stuff that we're following right now. And let's not be Tony and I. Oh, y'all, okay, we are 88. Okay, Tony. Man, I'm slow. Okay. I don't remember nobody from school.
No, you don't.
I really don't. It's mad. I know. I don't.
No.
But, so let's not get distracted with this foolishness. that we got going out there. Look, Marissa, the name of the giraffe is April. Thank you. Thank you, Marissa.
Well, maybe she'll have it. This might be her month. Maybe she'll have it.
You know, her name is April. She's going to have it in May.
Let's see if her...
She's going to have it in May, and she's going to name it June.
Let's see if her baby catch up with her name.
Y'all missed that. She gonna have it in April. She gonna name it May.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Her name is April. She gonna have it in May. She gonna have it in May, but she gonna name it June.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Let's see. Wait. Tanya Williams said Pastor Parks.
No, she said Pakistan.
Pastor Pakistan. Pastor Pakistan. You make it a rule that everybody must wait till they get home to those eggs. Y'all don't want to take the house of God. Folks, don't be stinky.
Hey, I like Tanya Williams. I already got a plan. Light incense for breezy down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I thought you was calling me a Pakistan.
Michelle Dixon said April needs a C-section.
Oh my God!
You probably right though.
I know you can tell you
that thing. Say yeah.
April
waiting for a minute.
Man, April needs something. I think they got the time messed up for real. Mm-hmm. This can't be real.
That mean they don't. So April don't know who her baby daddy is.
She don't know who her baby.
She don't know.
Man,
she got
pregnant. That's April will be on Maury for I've seen in my life.
We gonna see April on Maury.
Man, right.
I'm gonna copy with that baby. I'll be the baby copy.
Hey, what if the other giraffe sitting outside waiting, like, okay, when you gonna drop that load?
Right, especially if it's the daddy giraffe.
Hey, April got a heavy load.
The daddy giraffe said, so you told me you was having that baby in March. Because that video been up since like early March.
What if she got about five giraffes out there. After each day, they just start dropping. It can't be mine. It can't be mine.
We're going to be doing Maury Povich live from the, what zoo is that? The she said this in California.
Man, in Florida.
Hey. We're going to be live from the zoo.
Hey, you ask April, who's your baby daddy?
Wait, is the giraffe that ain't the daddy going to dance when he finds out?
Like, hey. You are not the father.
Hey. Oh.
Party over here. And then the one who is the father will be like Florida Evans. Damn!
Or wait. When they get to the fourth giraffe and they find out that ain't nobody, that he ain't the dad either, she gonna run off the stage.
Hey, what if fall out? Hey, what if one giraffe crippled?
You know what?
Hey,
he's
always taking too far. You are. What if a giraffe is crippled? He started dancing.
You know what? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
You need so much help,
man.
You need so much
man.
Help.
For
it
real,
is, y'all. It is Praise Break Friday, man. Look, we gonna have a good time today. I hope y'all ready. We gonna have a good time today. So much other stuff going on, but look, y'all. Hey, it's Praise Break Friday, right? So might as well get a praise break in. Let me see who we gonna get to help us out. Come on in here. Let's see here. Ernest Pugh. Come on. Give us a praise break Friday. We'll be right back, y'all.
You want to wait for a manifestation or something else to happen. What you working with? Tap your neighbor and say, what you working with? Because somebody's going to think you crazy in a minute. Now, has God really been that good to you? Has he really been that good to you? everything he's done. One, two, three, go!
We are back. My God, I just had to have a little praise break moment right there. Man, it got, did it get bright in here all of a sudden? Oh, okay. Yeah, that Facebook Facebook camera got real bright, real bright. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, Pastor Bartel, step out real quick. I had to take a phone call. Hopefully everything is all right. But, look, man, big shout out, man. City of Chicago, look, let me say something real quick. As much violence as there is in this city, I must say, the Austin community and the residents of the city of Chicago have really stepped up in a major way when it comes down to trying to quell the violence in our city. Let me say this, man. Y'all stepped up in a major, major, major way on Wednesday. We had a huge gathering. The Good Neighbor Campaign is what it was, who sponsored this one. It was the Good Neighbor Campaign, and they're new to us over here, but the Good Neighbor Campaign stepped up in Austin, man. We had the old Emmett High School parking lot. Is that Emmett, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the old Emmett High School parking lot right up the street, man, and had that thing full, had a stage out there, man, and it was just amazing, amazing time. And then at about 4:30, everybody gathered right down here. If you guys remember, this time last week, we were having our anniversary show, and right around 1:30 or so, about 15 gunshots rang out right across the street. I think we instantly stopped and went into prayer for that. But those shots rang out. The mother of the young man who died was out there on Wednesday in the middle of the prayer circle that stopped all traffic north, east, south, and west on Central and Lake Street. There was a huge prayer circle. You guys, I saw the video that was out there. You all saw the video. We shared the video that was out there. Jody Beatty and the crew, Westside Health Authority, all those guys, STV, the Good Neighbor Campaign, all came together. We had, man, there was people from Oak Park who came over across Austin who wanted to be a part of what was going on, and it's just, man, it was just amazing, amazing moment. And I'm just so grateful, man, for those people who came out. I just wanted, man, it's crazy, but the unity that showed up on the corner of Central and Lake on Wednesday, I just want to give a big shout out to all those who played an intricate part in putting that thing together, man. It was just amazing.
I seen the video, man, and I would give shout out to Jody Beatty, man.
Yeah.
You know, that brother, man, standing in the trenches, and he's just one to name a few.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, I think give shout outs to 15 District, all the churches that probably represented, and then also the different agencies throughout this community to come and take a stand towards the gun violence, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, it's not safe for kids to play in the front yard, backyard, go to the parks, and you know, we saved, sanctified, and anointed and filled, but reality sits in to let us know that we got to protect our kids by all means necessary, because not too far from that incident, I heard it was another shooting a couple of blocks while police officers was outside, out there.
Yeah.
These guys, and you know, we said this before, and I thank God for Dana mentioning it and bringing this to our attention, that they do most of the shooting
broad daylight.
In the broad daylight.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing this in the open daylight, don't care who see you, you just, man, you got as we used to call it, big balls,
yeah,
to do something yeah. like that. I mean, you that's grown man type stuff. Like, you don't care who see you, who, man, you just out here reckless.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to pray for no matter what, even if we feel that there's no end to it, keep praying.
Yeah, keep praying, and then also keep marching. Keep standing out there. Keep having a presence out there. I know one of the things I talked with Sergeant Barnes, Danielle Barnes, over in the 15th District, and we were talking about it, and she was saying, she said, what's bad is, she said, it's the shootings that you all don't know about.
Yeah, Sergeant Barnes.
She...
Sarge, I'm guilty.
Here you go.
Sarge.
You got something you want to say, man?
No, dude. Sergeant Barr. Here's the old...
You know what? You need...
Shipper.
Nice. We're going to play for Parks, y'all. I promise you. When Henderson comes back in here on Wednesday, we going to hold this big boy down over here, and we ain't going to get no olive oil in the North here. We getting some old school lard in the can. We just going to get a handful. I promise you, we going to get a handful of lard and just smack it. You know how they do them old school? And we're going to get a... Because this dude needs help. And I promise you, he needs help. Yeah, you need some. Yeah. We're going to pray for you. We really going to pray for you.
Yeah,
shaking my head. You're right, Connie Williams. Absolutely. But anyway, so much other stuff is going on, man. I know we mentioned it about Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy passing away, man.
Yeah.
You know what, man? It's so fun. People started posting all of the old skits from the Chappelle Show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. So it's so much stuff, man. But yeah, we definitely want to just keep on. It's so many.
And one of my favorite movies he played in was CB4.
Oh my God.
I know.
I forgot about CB4.
I know a lot of people have.
Oh my God.
Man.
CB4.
Yeah, when he
really
broke out of jail. Oh my God. Yeah, man.
Wow. He just messed me up with CB4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Straight out of, golly.
I know it's straight out of something. I forget what it was. It was CB4, straight out of something. Where's our producer? Because she knows all names to all movies.
Straight out of
something.
That was my joint, man.
Yeah,
for real.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing. So we definitely just want to keep people, keep everyone in prayers and stuff. All those families, the bereaved families. But we, you know what? Here's the deal. And I said this on Sunday when I preached. I think we start if we just keep lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean not ourselves, not self promoting, not trying to lift up the name of your church, but just keep lifting up Jesus in these areas, in these dry places, on these corners where all this stuff is taking place, in these areas, in these schools and everywhere else. If we just keep lifting up the name of Jesus in those places, there'll be a turnaround, man. We'll start to see a shift in this thing.
Yeah, the scripture said if I be lifted from the earth.
Yeah.
And I'll get
all. If I be lifted,
I'll be lifted.
Right, you give him. Not me, not you.
Exactly. I draw all men.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, man. So we definitely have to keep going that, man. But look, y'all, it's Praise Break Friday. We got this great, man. We got this amazing article that's going to bless y'all. There it is. It's straight out of Locast.
Straight out of Locast. Yeah. Cell block 4, man. That's it, man.
Straight out of Locast.
Man, listen, good. Hey, that's a funny
one, man. Oh, my God. Oh my God, man!
Straight out of Locast. I've been here for years.
Oh my God!
I always knew how ugly Chris Rock was,
man.
Until I see that movie, I'm dead serious, man.
Look, you might not get no argument. He was a little rough in that. Yeah,
he was a little rough, man. He looked like out here with a bag of nickels, man. That man was so up, man. For real, man. He come a long way.
Hey, that man come a long way, man.
We're
gonna help you.
No, I'm serious about it. Hey, man. Hey, bro, that's one thing. Hey, y'all can't suspend me for this one. That man Hey, listen, and when he cried in New Jack City, Pookie.
Oh, but he played a crackhead very well.
Yes, sir.
He played a crackhead so well in that, I think he should have been pushed
out. He did it, man.
It is Praise Break Friday, y'all. Y'all ready? Y'all ready, Praise Break Friday? So we got this great article. It's simply entitled, Worship Pastors, Top 10 Phrases You Should Stop Using. Worship Pastors.
That's good.
The top 10 phrases you should stop using. So look, I saw this, I laughed about it. It was supposed to be funny, but you know, it's funny. It's some good stuff. So here we go. He says the top 10 things I wish worship pastors would stop saying. He says, in which a crusty old curmudgeon rants a little about annoying song leader banter. He says, don't take this too seriously, except maybe you should. So here we go. The top 10 things, counting down backwards, from 10 to number 1. He says this. He says, number 10 says, are we ready to have fun this morning? He says, the answer is probably not. The truth is, when this is your welcome at the start of music time, it tells me where your head is at. Nobody goes to church to have a bad time, of course, and I'm sure plenty of people go to have fun. But is this the point of worship? Is having fun where you want hearts directed as you lead people to exalt God? No. It's where you want hearts directed when you're just trying to crush your set or rock it out for Jesus. Are we ready to have fun? It's just slightly worse than this next common opener. Have you heard that said before?
I never really heard that said, but maybe some similar.
Yeah,
something real close to it.
Real close to it.
And I do understand what he was saying in this because
yeah,
people, and this is one of the pieces I teach in the Art of Worship Leading, is how we give our salutation, how we intro ourselves in worship. Most worship churches, teams, people, leaders, have a certain cliche or theme that they use.
Normally it's scripture.
You should
open up with some kind of scripture.
You should. I mean, if I'm walking, are you ready to have fun? Yes, I am. Are you ready to go now? Yes, I am.
I like a bowl with chili.
Five, six, seven, eight. Right. Are you ready to throw down? Yes, I am.
I know, right? Let's keep it going. So we're talking about the top 10 things we wish worship pastors or worship leaders would stop saying. Number 9, just for about,
how's everybody feeling? I hear this a lot.
Uh-oh.
If I wanted to stress to justify this statement, I can say that what you're asking the congregation to do is self-reflect on their spiritual condition and present their real whole selves honestly and submissively to the glory of Christ as you lead them in adoration of Him. But my guess is that 9.9 times out of 10, what you're really trying to do is get people to say, wow, whoa, woo, woo.
Yeah, how's everybody feeling?
You know, honestly,
that's when you don't, you know what though? These are statements from people who really don't know the room.
They feel worse.
Yep. They lost.
Yeah. Or, to be honest with you, they asking questions that they really want to ask themselves. That's right, man. I'm not feeling this today, man. Let me see if anybody else in the room like me.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
You see the room is dead.
Yeah.
So you ask the question, how y'all feeling?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Yeah. Y'all feeling all right this morning?
You feeling all right? Are you ready to have fun?
See what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
You don't look like you ready to have fun.
Y'all look like y'all came to have no fun this morning.
Well, I don't have no safe folks in here today.
Well, see, that's different. now that looks different. We're going to talk about that too, though.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Number 8 says this. You can do better than that. I think I might be guilty of this one. You can do better than that, he says, or some other form of nagging about how we're not seeing or participating to your liking. It's never really on my mind at church service to think of ways to impress the worship leader. Similarly, shaming is, I can't hear you, or stuff like that. So we'll just leave it at that. But you can do better than that. But I have said these words. That y'all owe God a better praise than the one you're giving him.
Yeah.
I've said that.
I didn't ask you to praise me.
Right.
Excuse me. I asked you to praise the Lord.
Yeah, I said that too. That clap would be good enough for me. If it was just for me.
Yeah, you know, he inhabit the praises of his people.
Come on,
you know,
come on.
I don't mind, and I said this, I don't mind if you base it worship off scripture.
Yeah, I
don't mind. That is what really helped flows. But then also, if there's any worship leaders on here,
mm-hmm.
whether you're a pastor,
mm-hmm.
a minister, or
mm-hmm.
a singer, you don't have to pump and prime them to get involved into worship.
Right, right.
If they miss it, it's not because of you.
Right.
It's because they didn't want to get it.
Yeah, your job is just to worship.
Your job is just to go flow freely with the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah, and now, but you have to, but you do have to worship in the way that is inviting.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we talked about that before. You have to worship in the way that don't get up there and this is just your personal concert.
Yeah, and you said that, right. And then also, you know, I hope it's here, and this is one of my pieces, be consistent.
Yeah.
Whether it's 30 people in the house versus 200.
That's it.
Don't try to be more than what you are when it's 200 versus 30.
You got.
Be consistent in your style, in your flow.
Yeah.
Don't wait until we get a house full, then try to tear down the roof with your prayer.
Now all of a sudden
you're
brand new now.
You had a relationship with Jesus. You slept with Jesus last night.
Right.
The 30 of us that's been here been getting this drive mess from you for the last month. But then all of a sudden, here come that new Sunday. We got over 300 people in the room. Oh, now all of a sudden you done went from Doris at the corner to now all of a sudden you Angela Spence.
Man,
you know, you got people like deacons, you got preachers that if there's a lot of folks in there, it's my time to shine.
Yep.
Man, that ain't your time to shine.
Yep.
You cut that mess out, man. You just get up and do what you've been asked to do. Sit down. Hey, y'all need to, that's y'all new words.
Sit down. Like, get some land, sit down.
Get off the land, sit down.
Oh, God. Let's keep going. Number 7 says what?
I can't hear you.
But
maybe turn the volume down. We can't hear us either.
Wow.
And you know, it's amazing.
Wow.
That the music be so sky high, and then your mic be on 150,
and
you want to hear people sing it. Well, everybody don't project the way that you do. Everybody don't have the voice of melody the way that you do. Some people are afraid to sing loud because they're afraid of getting critiqued. Because you got several type of singers in the church, man. You got those who think they can sing,
mm-hmm.
those who can sing,
mm-hmm.
and those who can't sing.
Yeah.
And so those who can't sing, honestly, those are the ones that's filled with the most spirit. I'm serious. Because now they may not be able to sing, but they got a sincere worship. They got a genuine praise. Those who think they can sing, they are really of the flesh. They're doing runs that's 1885 that they need to throw away. They hit notes that they should not hit before. You know, they're working on stuff that just they play too much.
Did you say 1885?
Man, listen here. They stuck in the 80s with them runs, man. They got more runs in their stockings. Man, listen, you got more runs in your song than you got in your stockings, man. Knock it off. I can't. One thing I despise about a singer. A singer that's full of runs. I mean, that's all you do is run.
That's not singing.
It's like a drummer. A great drummer is a pocket drummer.
Right, stays in the pocket.
Stay in the pocket.
Right.
I mean, you get a lot of gigs by staying in the pocket.
You sure do.
You get a lot of gigs.
You sure do.
But you got all them trying to do all this stuff.
Everybody
want to
be Calvin Rogers.
It don't fit, man.
Everybody can't be Calvin Rogers.
It don't fit. It's way too much, man. Like, what is that?
Yeah, all that extra.
What you do that for?
Funny story where he says, I can't hear you when you turn the volume down. So yesterday I'm at home. My mother calls me. And she said, is she on here? I know she was watching a minute ago. I'm probably finna get in trouble. But she called. She says, these are her exact words to me. This is how she said to me on the phone. She says, have you ever been to a C-O-G-I-C funeral? That's just what she said. I'll repeat it again. She says, boy, have you ever been to a C-O-G-I-C funeral? And I said, do you mean Kojic? Church of God in Christ? She said, yeah, that's it.
She said, I was there, but I had to leave. I said, no. She said, because it was too loud. I said, what are you? I said, well, they shouted. She said, the folk couldn't even get up and say, I've given honor to God. Hallelujah. And just started shouting. She said it was just so loud. She says even the people who just came up couldn't even read the resolution because they started shouting.
Shout on cue.
Oh, man, like, no, or off cue.
You know, certain words.
I remember that comedian. It was Kevin Hart.
Right, right.
Talking about his uncle got up and said, God is good. And everybody just looked at him.
Right.
I said, God is good.
Right, right.
No, I said, God is good. Get all mad because nobody repeating after you. You look like an idiot.
I saw that, man. I said, so she thought, all I could do was laugh. That's hilarious.
I thought about this article. I'm like, she spelled it out.
Have you ever been to
that CEO?
That's hilarious.
Like, it's funeral. Mama, you sure I ain't your son?
I didn't catch it at first. I'm like, did you have to
I had to say, like,
C-O-G.
I didn't catch it. Like, yeah. MFC.
Y'all pray for my mama, y'all. She all right. She all right, y'all. She don't know no better.
Hey, I gotta say this, and I know this is not part of this, but I was talking to my daughter, Chipmunch, Charisma, and she was eating some ice cream.
Okay.
And I said, Chip, what you doing? She's out eating some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, what kind of ice cream? She said, Nippon. I said, who? She said, Nippon. I said, what color is that? I said, white. I'm not even looking at you. I'm not looking at her. I said, what color? I'm not looking over there. She said, she says, red, brown, I said, wait. Neapolitan. I told her to put her mom on the phone. I said, Ro, ask Charisma what kind of ice cream you need. Nepal? I said, yeah, you your daddy's child. I said, yeah, you your daddy's child. Poor baby. I'm sorry, y'all. I know that. But when you said that CIGC,
I just thought about that.
I knew you was going to go somewhere.
My baby.
I knew you. I'm sorry. I done cursed my baby.
Nippon.
She said Nippon. For real.
Man, we got Jesus on the line. I see all them ones.
I know, right?
Dana Miller says, I am weak.
Nepal,
baby. I promise you I'm going to the grocery store without these.
Oh, like, y'all got some Nepal.
You got some Nepal
ice cream.
Man.
With some of that quinoa rice. I'm going to the store, I promise, when I leave here. Do y'all have any Nepal ice cream and quinoa rice?
Hey, what if somebody goes to...
Somebody was in the store saying, ask for the quinoa.
Hey, what if somebody goes to the grocery store? Y'all got your shrimp?
No, they do say.
Where y'all script?
That's for real though. See, we joking. You know that's not even a joke though. You do know that. See, you laughing. You know good well. There's people in the ghost store right now talking about where y'all script at.
Where y'all script at?
You know that's a true statement. I don't even know why you say.
Where y'all script?
And y'all food section. Can't say fruit.
Well, y'all food section?
I want some spaghetti.
I'm done.
You know what? I'm done.
We're talking about the top 10 things you wish worship pastors would stop playing. Number six.
Here we go. Number six says, introducing a hymn like this.
Here's an oldie we dusted off.
He says, please don't apologize for leading us into the rare song that is theologically rich and doctrinally solid. Apologize for not leading us into them more often.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
You know, and we might not, in our culture, we might not say, here's an oldie, we dust it off.
Mm-hmm.
We say, y'all don't know nothing about this.
Right. Right.
You weren't even born.
Speaking of, I want to put it on the record right now. Henderson ain't got his behind in here.
We was talking about hymns that one day. I don't know if you were there. You weren't here. Henderson was here. We were talking about hymns, and I was literally naming off the hymns. So I used a hymn called, a hymn was entitled Wounded for Me.
Uh-huh.
He said, that ain't no hymn. And then all these dudes from South Carolina and the rest of them, Henderson, where is he at? Don't get that inside him. Talking about some, all these guys, no, that ain't no hymn. It is a hymn. It's in the hymn book.
Man, listen.
Wounded for Me is a hymn in hymn. It might not be an African American hymn, but it's
exactly.
In that old National Baptist, big, thick red.
Man,
it's in there. It's in there. Y'all get up off me. I knew what I was talking about. I only know four or five hymns.
Man,
I don't know all them old songs. Man, listen.
They're only good for the first verse.
Hey, man, listen.
So, thank God. I told this story before.
Uh huh.
My mother Fleming, gave me a book.
Uh huh.
And, I let the book just sit on my desk for a while. And so, I sat down one day and I said, let me read this book.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, Jesus, it was a hymn book. Every Sunday now,
uh-huh.
I take this hymn book because, hey, your boy don't know a song all the way through. I'm being 100 with you. I don't know a song all the way through. I got to look at the hymn book. And you never know how bad you was butchering songs until you look in the hymn book. Man, Jesus keep me to the cross. I done messed that song up so much. I'm like, Lord, I don't even know what I was saying. I was straight Millie and Vanilli in this for all my life. Now that I see the words, I'm thinking like, that didn't go nothing like I was saying. Like, no, man. No, you didn't do this. No. Listen, I don't know if y'all, do anybody else butcher hymns?
I know a whole lot of people that butcher him.
Man, listen,
I hear him all the time.
Even a Dr. Watts, I can't even sing a Dr. Watts. Like, you know, I only know one part. I hate so to his throne.
Now see,
and that's the part I remember. We standing up, sitting down.
See, one nobody. I was, you know, I keep telling people one day. One day before I preach, I'm gonna bust one out.
I promise you.
I'm gonna bust out that good old fire.
I can do that.
Five out stretch.
Yeah, I can do that.
You can do that. Okay.
See, that's what I'm doing.
You can do that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who Dr. Bob is.
No,
but that's in the hymn book.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's considered a five-hour stretch, man. That's considered a doctor.
Why?
That's in the hymn book.
Oh.
Yeah, that,
okay.
That one in the hymn book.
What age is that?
You know, depending on what hymn book you got.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got the thick one yet.
You got the thick one?
I haven't graduated to that one yet.
That's, I need it.
That's the one from the National Baptist Association of America.
I need that red with the red.
Yeah. I need that
one. Oh, okay.
I know they're getting tired of me singing the same hymn.
They're like, I'll borrow you one on the way out.
Man, I would love that. You know something that's confidential because Wednesday, I seen one on the table when we was walking out.
Yeah, I
was going to say,
well, you got to check them because some of them got pages.
They'll tell you, turn the page 145 and you be all ready and it goes from 145 to 170.
What happened?
All of them gone.
Man,
all of them gone. Let's keep it going, y'all. We're talking about the top 10 things we wish people would stop saying. Number five, what does it say?
Rock and worship.
Uh-oh.
Now, we call it banging worship.
Yeah, yeah.
Or our worship type. Please stop. I know you got a good drummer and amps that go to 11, but referring church music as rocking or using the phrase rocking it out is somewhere in the category of fanny packs and duck face selfies.
Wow.
Now, we, in our culture,
banging worship, that's what we call it.
We call it banging worship. Our worship is tight. Man, our music is right and all that. But, you know, we refer it into stuff that is, to be honest with you, secular.
Uh-huh.
We do.
Okay.
Man, something going on out there. Lord have mercy.
I know, right? I know.
We refer our worship in the music.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the so much the singing aspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's the music. I got a good buddy, Sherman Gordon. He passed in Carson's, California.
Okay.
I used to go out and preach for him a lot, and he taught me a lesson. He said, it's the music that draw people in the Word that keep them.
Yeah.
And so he had two services. One service is like he got a tight band, but the other one's like an orchestra. So they have different blends of music.
Okay.
But a lot of guys really focus on their music because it's music that attracts African Americans.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter.
Okay.
I see a difference now, even at my church, since I have a musician, that more people is becoming more attractive, and I see people participating than ever, because when it was just no music, I was like trying to pull teeth, trying to get them to engage or participate. But now that we have music, it's a whole different atmosphere.
Yeah.
We as black folks, we love music. We love rock. But we can't refer
our worship experience to rocking or it's tight or, oh, man, that band off the chain and all that stuff. You know, that's just our wording, but make sure that we use it carefully and not miss the melody of worship, because David was a musician. He was a psalmist.
Yeah.
And he played to soothe atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I do believe the playing of the instruments, it can set deliverance. It can set healing and all that
and,
stuff.
And it's about, it's not the main thing.
Exactly.
It's an accompaniment. It's an accompaniment. You have to use it for what it is. The minute we start to let the music run the service, that's when your worship service turns into something else. That's when you lose the main goal of worship. It's not to get people necessarily to get up and clap to your music, but it's to get people in the mindset to receive the word of God that follows. And then if after the word of God has been preached, your music should then also now just solidify what was just preached. You don't want to have a message of one thing, a song of song that went with my sermon, and then I preach the sermon, and then you come behind me with something else. You sing the song about prosperity, and we sing it. I just preached about faith.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, you got. I was just watching Facebook the other day, and I seen a musician, Bishop, young guy, Chris Bishop. He put on there. He said, "How many people gonna sing 'He's Alive' Sunday?"
Yeah, I saw that.
The DeAndre Patterson, He's Alive Sunday.
I saw that. Tanya Williams, I appreciate you. She said, God is with the word of my spirit. Can y'all rearrange y'all equipment and move it away from that window? The good thing is, Tanya Williams, we on the third floor. So whatever's going on outside, it ain't going to happen. Look, they had to be aiming for us if they got up here. So, but I appreciate you.
We're on the third floor.
And we covered by the blood of Jesus. But I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for that. But yeah, it's because I guess they hear the sirens too. So you know how they go. I hear the sirens too. Let's keep going, y'all. We're talking about the top 10 things. The top 10 things we wish worship pastors would stop saying. That was number 5. Number 4 says this: Lord, we invite you to be here. Yeah. He says, this is the worship leader's equivalent of asking Jesus into your heart. He says, I think I know what the phrase means, but it reveals. What's wrong with you? What?
Somebody called us Tupac and Dr. Dre.
What?
Called us Tupac and Dr. Dre.
What is that? I don't see nothing.
We can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. This is just...
Oh God!
So you must be pocket.
Hey, I'll take that though.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. Why did I turn it back on these
drugs? I don't even know why you went back to that. I don't even know why you went back over there. You gonna be reading the article? Let me try this again. Number 4, Lord, we invite you to be here.
Said Pop.
He says, this is the worship leader's equivalent of asking Jesus into your heart. He says, I think I know what the phrase means, but it reveals something about our thinking related to worship. For instance, is it true that God is summoned by our worship? Or is it actually the other way around? He calls us. We then respond in worship. God isn't a genie, and worship isn't like rubbing a golden lamp, nor is he a cosmic butler to be summoned. Don't invite the Lord into a space like he doesn't already own it and he isn't already there. Let me say this. I've said this before, even when I've taught Bible, when I've taught praise and worship. I've said this before. We cannot usher in the Spirit of God. That's not something we have the power to do. What we do as a people is we lift people up to where God is. That's our job. Our job is to lift our worship up to where he is, not to bring him down to us. Because if he lowers himself down to us, then we ain't God.
That's true.
Our job is to lift ourselves, lift our worship up to where he is. So he's absolutely right. No, Lord, we don't invite you into some building somewhere.
And, you know, honestly, and I'm guilty of saying that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm checking myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, number one, it's a privilege when if he's in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then, number two, where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when there's a lift up of authentic worship in spirit and truth, John 4,
mm-hmm.
They that worship must worship in spirit and in truth,
mm-hmm.
then it automatically allow his presence
mm-hmm.
to be in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to keep calling on him
if you're lifting them up.
That's, ah, come on now.
If you don't have to keep,
come on,
wondering if he's in the presence, if you know.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
We are back. Sorry about that. We had to get the people back on the Blog Talk on the Blog Talk side, but we are back. Man, this, man.
Wow.
This is your sister's,
Actually, this is my ex-wife's brother.
Okay, gotcha. So what happened?
I had a heart attack and just died, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man. They texted and said part. They in Florida right now with my daughter, and she's going through a thing.
Wow.
So we lifting up Mike's wife,
yeah.
Our family, and
yeah.
Brother Keith just passed away. Wow.
Man, definitely want to lift them up, man. My God. Kerry Williams says, but how do you catch the Holy Ghost? Exactly. You don't.
It be running.
And you don't
shout fast enough.
You don't. Right. You don't catch it. That's what that is. You don't catch it. That's man. Let's pray right now, man.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Father God, we come, Lord,
yeah.
Right now, God, we come just lifting up my brother, Pastor Park, God, and his extended family, God, for the brother-in-law that passed away, God. Right now, God, we know that you are still in control, God. We recognize that in your infinite wisdom, that there are things that we just will not ever understand.
Yes.
So, God, right now, we just ask for comfort right now, God, for that family right now, God. We ask for strength right now, God. We just ask for peace right now, God. We ask for peace that's a passes all understanding right now, God. We ask that you would just move over them right now, God, in their time right now, God. I know right now it's new and it's fresh.
Yes,
and right now, God, we ask that you would just allow them to remain calm during this situation, God, that you would just let a peace come over them, God, that you would comfort his daughter at this time,
yes,
as well, God, and his ex-wife as well.
Yes.
We just ask that you would move by your spirit in them and on them right now, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Wow. That's deep, man.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, Keith.
Man. But we got to praise him, though.
Yeah, we do. In spite of.
As Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Come on. So let's go. We're going to keep going. We got two more to go. Verse number two says what?
Let's give God a hand.
Uh-oh, come on.
We all give to this one.
Uh-huh.
I would like to hear some applause.
That's what I'm going to, honestly, that's what.
And you know. Now, let me say this.
Yeah.
In Caucasian churches,
mm-hmm.
and African American church, we have different cultures.
Yes.
And we do different things.
Yes.
And, you know, I think when we do it, we really want folks to give reverence because we are emotional.
Yes, absolutely.
In our worship style.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, Caucasians are very passive.
Mm-hmm.
They are. We're liberal.
Well, it depends.
Okay. Well, yeah. Not the fire field.
Cause some of them,
yeah. Because you know they got some sanctified fire field.
Because if you remember, do you remember those old commercials for wild gospel music?
Uh huh.
And they would show these videos and like these white Christian singers would be on stage in front of 10,000 people.
Uh huh.
And the white folk just.
Oh yeah.
Just,
yeah.
And you sitting there like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. Now, recently, you probably seen it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There was a majority white choir,
mm-hmm.
and they had a African-American lead singer.
Yeah.
But the choir was off the chain,
yeah.
and they was getting it in.
Yeah.
I mean, even though they were bumping into each other, you know.
I knew it couldn't be clean all the way.
Because they didn't know how to rock right, but you know they was lean with it rock with it. But yeah, man, they got some fire in them. But you know, with us, man, I'm guilty of that. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. You know,
and there is nothing wrong with the Bible. But see, here's the deal, and this is where I kind of differ with him on this one. The Bible speaks about clapping your hands
unto the Lord. Yeah,
yeah. Clap your hands, all you people.
Yeah.
Right. Come on now. I mean, the Bible speaks of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lift up your hands, all these things.
Yeah.
Clap your hands, stomp your feet.
Yeah.
All of those things. So I do, and here's the deal. If we want to give God some reverence by clapping,
mm-hmm.
clapping applause is for something for those people who we admire, for those people we reverence.
Yeah.
So I say this, and I said this to everybody else to fight this argument of let's give God a hand.
Uh huh.
We enter and stand up when the president walks into the room. We automatically stand up out of reverence for who he is,
uh-huh.
out of the office of president, regardless of whether it's 45 or 44. That's just a respectful thing to do.
Exactly.
When you go to the concert and the music hit, and you know Beyonce finna walk out on the stage, ain't nobody got to tell you to stand up because you just do. So when you're in church on Sunday and people are about, and we're about to reverence God with praise and worship, nobody should have to say stand up and give God a hand clap. That just should be something that we do because he's that kind of God.
Yeah.
He's that kind of God. So we should just reverence him at that moment,
yeah.
however we do it, whether it be from hand clapping or by singing.
Yeah.
So let's just, man, that's good. Last one. We're talking about the 10 things we do worship pastors will stop. So here we go. Last one. Turn to your neighbor.
Yes, sir. Tell your neighbor.
Turn to your neighbor and he says, there's really nothing wrong with this approach. But as a socially awkward introvert, this kind of instruction is a huge heaping bowl of panic attacks.
And so what happens? You sitting next to an introvert.
Uh-huh.
And the preacher said, turn to your neighbor. And we turn to the person that don't even like speaking.
And they're looking at you like, well, the bigger one is, first of all, if your sound system is raggedy,
yeah,
you can't tell your people. First of all, we still turn to your neighbor with too much information.
Yeah.
Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus told me to turn around 3 times, do 2 backflips and all that. And all of a sudden, the whole church said, turn your knees down. Now, look at your other neighbor and say, he didn't tell me to flip once. He told me to flip twice and turn 3 times and do a backflip and slap you on your back. Amen. What?
Oh, my God.
And you got people sitting there and say, turn my neighbor and say, what?
And then I'm the fool over there looking like,
I don't know what the hell he's
doing. Amen, preacher. Hey, the best way to deal with that, just say, go ahead, Doc.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Well,
hey, you ain't lying, though. We go from a sentence to an essay.
Man,
but you know what? It's some people got the whole turn your neighbor thing down pat.
Yeah.
Because Reverend, the good pastor, Mama E. Wiley.
Yes, sir.
That Negro.
Yeah.
Now turn to your neighbor.
Yeah.
He said, slap your neighbor. Like, what?
Yeah.
Now he don't act like high five your other neighbor.
Yeah.
Touch three people.
Yeah.
I think I've never said it once, but I keep.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not really big on cliches.
Okay.
Like, I butcher cliches.
We know.
That's real. I'm not bad. I said some stuff, and you, and in the midst of your sentence, you look at me.
What?
In the world. Turn to your neighbor and say, I don't want on the bone ice cream. Hey, I'm telling my baby. Hey, I'm for real. I'm telling my baby. Hey, my baby said, I said, what you eating, the bone? She said it's so innocent.
Turn to your neighbor and say, we want some Cylon steak. Now look at the other neighbor and say, neighbor, we hunting rabbit. Look at
No, you don't do that. No, don't you? No, you stay away. You stay away from the cliche. You know.
Hey,
you don't do that. No, you don't.
Hey, I did do this before. I promise you.
Oh God.
I told him turn your neighbor and tell him drop down and get your eagle on. I did. My right hand up to God. I did. Hey, when I did that, I knew that cliche was. Hey, you've been in the midst of it. Turn your name, you can just forget what you want.
And you went to
and you
drop down and get your eagle eye.
I told him drop down and
really?
Get your eagle eye, girl.
Really?
Man, yeah. Hey, I'm a nut with it.
I'm so glad.
Hey,
did anybody,
I am.
The question is, did anybody drop, though?
Man, they was always,
oh,
yeah, preacher.
See,
hey,
see.
That'd be the crazy part.
Melissa.
Melissa. Melissa. Melissa, that's all. I'm just gonna call your name. I'm just gonna call your name
for long, and then play the music for the rap. I'm just gonna call.
Be quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Hey, Melissa, you went from being my you went from being the first that shall be last.
Kill the wabbit.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Don't turn to your neighbor and say that.
Look, y'all, we got to go, man. It's time to go. We got to get out of here.
Man.
We had fun today. We've had a great week. Man, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. What you got going? You got Easter egg hunt tomorrow.
Yeah, what's tonight?
Tomorrow, sorry. The flashlight Easter egg hunt. Hey, go to my page. Listen,
okay.
I'm at 4,999 friends. I just need one friend request to get to 5,000. I want to hit the 5,000 mark like my brother.
Now, I deleted them 10 million people.
This year,
I always want to do a delete fest because then people who try to friend you who actually want to, like, want, you know, some people just,
yeah, that's true.
That's true. That's your limit.
Nosy folks.
Right.
They just don't let it be on there. I need one friend request. Somebody who's not my friend request me as a friend, you can delete me next week. I just want to know how I feel.
What, you just want to see the 5,000?
I want to see the 5,000.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but tomorrow we're doing our flashlight Easter egg hunt.
Uh-huh.
Anybody want to donate, you can do so.
Did you say Denise Fest?
You can do so. We're looking for baskets and eggs. That's all we need. We got the candy. We got the grass. We got the toys. All we need is baskets and eggs. If anybody want to donate, please see me.
Tiny Williams says, me either. She don't do that. She says, I have a serious problem with hugging everyone. I'm a firm believer that demons jump.
Tiny, you deep.
She real deep.
You deep. And you're right, they do jump, though.
Deep.
Oh, Felicia. Hey, Felicia.
She bring the house music now.
Anyway, y'all.
No.
What? I'm not even going to comment on Miss Williams.
What did she say?
It's pronounced Marissa. The I is like an A-E.
Wait, you still didn't help me out. I'm bad.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Pronounce. You spelled your name. Then you said the I is like A and E.
You know, stop helping him. You're not helping him at all. You're making it worse. You're making it worse.
Let it go. I had English with support. I had
Pat Hicks says, I'll be your friend. Who do I look for? Cornelius Parks. She's going to be your friend. Pat Hicks says she's going to be your friend.
That's
Cornelius with a K.
Oh.
Spell like corn with a lump on the end.
Any remaining candy, you can expedite the remaining. Hey, listen, Tanya, if you got postage money, I can ship you some stuff.
Oh, God.
Just the way my bank account is set up. I got a bank account of support. Oh, life support.
It's time to go. It's time to go.
We
can't even be on time.
I got a heartbeat. I got a heartbeat.
It's time to go.
But it's struggling a little bit.
It's just time to go.
And Ms. Williams still trying to pronounce it like an E.
Could you play us out? Not, not you over there.
No, but no. Tell her to stop. She's still trying to get it. Like, I can't. Listen, I'm still your friend. I'm your friend, too. I still have English with support. I, you know, I pass English with a B. Don't even know how. All right, here we go.
Thank you. I'm over here waiting to go home.
Father in heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, God, and love you and honor you for this week. God, we thank you for all that has transpired on this air. God, we thank you for the people that we're able to consistently pour into, God, whether it's humor, whether it's your word, God. We thank you for allowing us just to be who we are, God. Now, Father, as we exit this place, we come to give your name the glory this weekend. This is the week that we celebrate your death, burial, and resurrection, God.
Yes.
This is a time that we have taken aside to acknowledge you, number one, in our life, which we do every day, God. But we have know that there's many people that's going to come to our churches that never been to our church before, God.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that there is a word declared in the house that will save the sinner, God, and make those who have been lost found in your name, God. It's not about filling up our church, God, but it's about filling up the kingdom of God. We love you, God, and that God, even as we was on the air, if there's any madness on the street,
mm-hmm.
even shooting, killing, violence, God, we pray for those families, God, we pray that peace be still. Cover even our police officers,
yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it's been fun. It's been a great week, man. It's been a good time.
Yeah.
I appreciate these brothers. I appreciate you all. You all have been great. Man, we'll be back have a great Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
Look here now. Now, this is what I need y'all to do. On Monday, if you go to a church and they got some little kids that give some Easter speeches and the Easter speech ain't quite right, I want y'all to document it, please, and let us know about the bad Easter speech. Because I know it's going to be some. I know it's going to be some bad Easter speeches.
And, you know, I laugh.
I do, too. We want to hear about the bad Easter speeches.
Y'all laugh at me, so I'm laughing back.
And then, if any of y'all uncles that's deacons are wearing pink, powder blue, lime green,
or yellow,
bright orange, sunshine yellow, or canary yellow, please send us pictures so that we can have a little fun on Monday.
So Monday gonna be Easter gone wrong.
Right. Easter gone wrong. So please let us know, because we want to know what's happening with y'all. Anyway, it's time to go, y'all. Y'all stay blessed, man. We are out of here at TTLO, and I'm gonna leave y'all with the last one of these right here.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
We gotta go. Y'all stay blessed, man.
Wow. Huh?
Who's that? That?
Oh, she's talking about my little nieces.
Oh.
As Rona's brother's baby mama.
Oh, Lord.
Let me get some time. I'll call you right back.